Okay.
Would you prefer not to tell me what
you did? It would probably be better if you didn't know.
Unless you know better.
Right.
For your own safety.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay, so...
Wait.
So he's going to go sleep in the nice room.
Yeah, but he's not looking at women.
How do you know? Anyway.
Because he's Vulcan. You know about them.
Maybe that time for the...
When they do what? They go crazy and they break everything. Let me just tell you, you have to throw your breakers, otherwise they all get electrocuted from the wall socket.
That's not bad again.
Kate shut the VCR on the door.
Okay, so unless you guys want to do anything special.
No.
No? Okay. So next morning,
Where's, I'll ask him before he departs, preferably, if we can, start looking over our equipment to familiarize.
You'll actually have time.
Okay. Here's your stick of gum, he said.
You'll have time to look over the equipment, on the way to college. It is almost a week to get there.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So if there's nothing else, we move on to the morning. So in the morning, it leads you over to the hangar bay where there's a small...
nice!
...freighter called the Terry Bear.
Since you came here with that thing,
you can almost fire a ship in that.
You bet I could. I'm such a bad pilot.
Anyway.
What have I done?
So. So it leads you inside. It's basically a small freighter that's about 9 to 10 people.
I think we should have brought more people.
You could have. And it's got a small cargo.
Any cargo?
Yeah, there's a lot of cargo. So after you guys take off, and you know, start heading towards the bonus rooms, they said.
Is it just us? Us
yep.
Four and him?
Yep. So it says the...
I asked him if he knows any martial arts when he hears far. I have a feeling you could kill me with your thumb.
I'm purely... Let's see.
That's true. Oh,
I'm not... It's been a long time since I've had to spar with anyone.
I've had to kill anyone in my thumb. Well, it would be good for you.
Well, all right. If you wish, we can spar later.
Excellent.
So,
I'll use only toilet paper as my weapon.
Exactly. And it will be slightly damp, so you won't have a chance.
Okay, so he says,
you have a fighting chance, it will be slightly damp.
So the mission is to find a Romulan named Tavalus.
No. Tavalus?
Tavalus.
Tavalus?
Yep. Who is a former commodore in the Romulan Space Navy.
So we don't know what he looks like, right?
Nope, he's just a Romulan.
Well, okay.
But we know he's this gassed up thing, so don't we just ignore him and we'll see him?
No. You're not wrong, Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can take the wrong ones sneaking around, showing the guy. They ignore him. Wrong one's fine.
Do you see anything? No? That's right.
So he was convicted of treason in this one. He's trying to do blackmail Grand Senator. That's why he was convicted of coming after him rather than just executed on the spot. You know, being an outcast is even worse. Sure, I don't care if nobody talks to me.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, I don't care if nobody who knows my name talks to me.
Well, it's usually a pretty big deal.
Sure, you know, I wouldn't like it. Don't get me wrong. I'd prefer to not have it happen, but...
The various Starship parts that were being sold, we've been able to track down, you know, some of the dealers, in question of, found nothing. There is one other dealer on Bonus Run, named Sedlak Loban.
Loban.
Who also was selling some of these trucks. So we haven't questioned him. And he's a black marketeer. So in the cargo hold we have we have 100 units of luxury food. You will close this crater, going to one of us to sell to them. And you have to go to the black market because you don't have help for this to sell it in the open market.
Of course, we'll go through Lomax.
Yeah. So that is the plan.
Or Sneak Snack is our
nemesis. You can be provided with, well, you'll have fake IDs, Phaser 1s, which are not Federation or either. That's your Phaser 1. As well as, two civilian tricorders and two scrambled communicators, which over a secure channel. We can use that so that you can contact the other ship.
Okay.
So in general, you can pretty much do the mission however you want. I would suggest, you know, you try to find some up there. With a pretense of selling them the cargo, and then see if you can ask some questions. You can also ask around discreetly for one, I suppose. Although most people would not recognize them. And then I suggest it'd be better to come back to the ship every night and to report.
Okay.
Rather than using the computer. That's pretty much it. If you need anything, there's information on a bonus run in the computer. You know, feel free to read up on it, study up a bit, get familiarized with the situation. Yeah, we'll be in my cabin.
I'll do that.
We'll
have a week, right?
Yep.
Culture, economics, politics, everything.
So everybody's going to look at the computer. Can we make a computer research?
Unless you're going to research this guy that's our host.
Yeah, unless you want to do something special, but just computer research just for the general stuff.
I don't have computer research. Yeah.
Five.
Ready?
on the black market.
Is there a workshop here where I could tinker with this phaser?
No, it's just free. It depends what you want to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the 8 size. Okay, so all the information you find. That's being the last piece of information.
But,
these are the 10.
How do you switch between heavy stun and kill on a phaser?
It's just like a little one with spider fist like.
Is it an extra action?
It's a plus one penalty. So basically, yeah, it is an extra.
I want to try to customize this one so it doesn't give me a plus one to switch between those.
Let's see. It's a floating model which only goes from 1 through 5.
It's a desert planet.
You can probably customize it so that it can go from 1 of 2 settings without giving you.
What's 1 of 2 settings?
1 of 2. So either setting, you know, setting 2 and 5 or setting 1 and 4 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Whatever 2 settings you want. Without, and that wouldn't give you a penalty. So you could probably do that.
Okay. Can I also make it subtle so people can't tell the difference?
Normally you can't tell if people are changing their phases or anything, so you can do. Your phaser can go from 1 through 5.
Which 1 through 5?
Yeah, so you can set it on any 2 settings. Well, actually, you should make a roll.
1 through 5?
Yeah.
That's it?
The civilian model.
Good lord. I can only cut a 1 meter hole in 10 centimeters of steel in 3 minutes.
It's more than enough to kill most people.
Explode 600 cubic meters of rock. That sounds better.
Well, maybe a little vaporize. You can just track some land. So you'll need to make an engineering systems phaser. Oh. Yeah, nothing more.
Engineering systems.
And I guess you'll need an 8.
Can I paint? I want to boost this damn thing where it can do more damage. I'll try that after this. That'll be my next roll.
Okay. Well, this first roll will be a 7. So, trust.
Okay.
Engineering systems, you said?
Mm-hmm.
8.
Okay. This is from the
charges. That's barely one heavy disrupt G.
So you actually want to try to increase the output.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What damage do you have to do to a humanoid to take him out?
A general heavy stun here would just pull people out. I mean, just in terms of hit points.
Really?
Yeah.
6 plus 4d6?
Yeah, that's a lot of damage. Most people only have... will go down after...
about
12. 15. Yeah, 12.
And when are they dead at?
15 to 18.
Oh, really?
There's a small...
very small window between...
the conscious is dead, yeah.
Hmm.
Unless you have one, stuff which could be... So higher settings are useful. You know, if they're hiding behind something, you know, you can punch through and go kill them.
I want to get Up to heavy disrupt A.
Which is, what's it say?
10.
From 5 to 10?
You can get one shot and that's it, and the phaser explodes after that.
First it burns an implement in my palm, and the phaser is better. I'm going to need like a 23. I'll probably go for something like that.
You can make a roll, and at 7 you can increase it by a level. At the very 3 you make it, you can increase it by another level.
Okay.
But it'll...
Can I roll once a day?
Well, you only get one roll.
Okay.
It'll make it more less energy efficient.
So I got the maximum possible, which would be 12, 16.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry, 15. So 7, 10, 13.
Oh, one more. Courage, courage, courage.
Just do extra bit of damage.
7 would be plus 1, 10 would be plus 2, 13 would be plus 3.
Yeah.
That would be plus 4.
So you could do that to level 9.
That would be vaporized resilient alloys. Right now it's vaporized a humanoid. Really, I'm more interested in resilient alloys than a humanoid. I don't do it.
Okay. So you can get up to level 8, and then what's the charge cost for level 8?
Level 8 is supposed to be 20.
Okay. So it's just from level 6 to 8 is double charge cost.
Double charge cost?
Yeah.
Holy moly. So it'd be 40 charges.
So if you only get 2 shots.
To vaporize the man.
Just kill him. Send him on fire or something. Okay. So you do that, and then you can... for setting the phaser... Oh, setting the 2 settings, you should do that now.
Okay.
It's going to be hard-wired.
I pick... 5, which is heavy stun, I believe, right? Oh, no.
No, I think 3 is heavy stun.
I lost the page, though. Where's the page?
Computer research, you guys have 7? 7 and 8. Okay, so, you noticed when you were doing the computer research,
areas that I can't get into?
Yeah, there are areas in the computer you can't get into. I mean, that's kind of normal.
Yeah. Like, areas...
But I mean, they're solid and personal user area. Yeah.
So
it took up an awful lot of space.
They're old and
dry.
I asked Wu if he'd like his phaser modified where he has the option of using it for more power.
Okay.
Is there? Can I get a second power supply?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So, is there anything else you guys want to do?
I should have made a self-destruct setting. Is there always a self-destruct setting?
In the civilian model. The military, yeah, you can set it on overload. It'll blow up after a while.
Can
Can I make mine have an overload setting?
Sure. Make a systems engineering roll. Let's see. You've already made a bunch of modifications, so 9.
No.
Damn.
So that thing has to fall apart at the same time as you see it.
Okay. So there's nothing else you guys want to do?
Fix the thing broken, man.
What's the pit?
On the map?
Yeah.
I don't know, the map doesn't say that. Just must be some kind of burrow or something.
Are we gonna find lightning?
Could be.
Is there any information that I can find on what's the name? The shadow market there.
Sounds like Loban?
Yeah, Loban.
With an 8? No.
Damn it.
With a 9, the world is
anything on the Romulans? Does Romulan know what they're looking for?
Not really. I mean,
hey, I'd like to modify your phaser.
You can overload it. In case we need to get out.
Just need a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Cool.
Finally gives in.
I'm just using it much.
It's
a peaceful mission.
Right.
Peaceful.
A 9.
Alright.
With a 9, can I make it either, you know, whatever, 15 seconds or 15 minutes?
Okay.
Alright. Kevin doesn't think this will matter. Exactly like this, it'll explode. That's how you do it. It's a fail-safe mechanism. You have to hold it exactly like this. Otherwise, boom! Boom, baby!
It's gone right off.
Now, Randy, I'm going to let go now.
Hand it to me carefully.
Oh, you better believe I will.
This will take out an entire city block.
Okay.
Any news? I can find news.
Again, with an 8. No.
No news.
Nothing. Nothing in particular. Well, okay. There.
You can't find news with an 8.
You turned us yet at this point.
Unless you roll a 9.
What's that? On this particular planet, which is not even a Federation.
All ad.
It's, no, generally the financial situation is, there is some sort of economic support right now. Cool. That, you know, within the last
I buy some stocks.
8 months, the economy has turned it down too. Well, bad investments by the parent corporation. Yeah, so that's popular. The popular opinion there.
Okay.
Obviously, the Delphi Corporation is not doing a good job.
So if I get a 10, I'm getting more information.
Hi, spar with the old guy.
Where are my courage points here? Right now.
For him now. Okay, with Donald, you'll have 3 more courage points.
Or with Donald.
At least you'll have a chance.
Hey, Donald, would you like your phaser tuned so that it will blow up?
I don't know. Do I want it to be?
Well, perhaps they should fill you in.
You know, overload setting.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah.
We're at a party.
You don't have to use it, but you can.
Oh, he's working it. He's upstairs. Writing, unfortunately.
It's all true. Give me one. Please. That'll work. Thanks.
So now, the basic gig is...
Say Boyle's Law.
Yeah, Boyle's Law. Say it.
What?
If Boyle's Law, then a few times.
Right.
The basic deal is Wu's old friend, the Commodore...
Childhood friend,
the Commodore, called him and asked him to meet with this Vulcan, probably spymaster, who says that he wants Wu and his pals to go find a outcast Romulan. Of course, taken Romulan. Yeah, outcast Romulan, who stole a Romulan experimental ship and drove it to a neutral sort of traitor planet.
Okay.
So we have to go to the traitor planet, get the spy, preferably get parts of the ship as well.
Any parts?
Well, the sensors.
Okay.
And then head on back. And they gave us cheap civilian phasers.
Okay.
So I'm modifying mine.
Starfleet mission.
Hush, hush, top secret knowledge stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Wink, wink, catch, catch. Stay on watch.
So you're posing as a trader. You have some cargo.
Okay.
And good photography.
You're going to try to sell it in the black market. Bonus runners of the world.
Okay.
And you're trying to find the only clue the guy gives, what's this guy's name? Solid? Who's sort of running the mission overall.
That's true.
He says there's a sublock woman is one of the black market here, so he's selling some of the stuff. Okay. He might know what it's going to do. And he might know what the problem is.
Okay.
So that's one for three. It's a 6-day trip, and you're making, and everybody was doing computer researching the planet, so you can make a computer research all you want.
Where's he going?
So eventually, you arrive at the planet.
Tatooine.
Fasal comes out from the ship. Oh, you weren't as far with him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just sparring, so, not trying to kill each other.
Right.
So, he said it very carefully.
Remember,
do not kill. I'm glad to make an unarmed combat roll, which is, I think it's coordination.
Which style does he use?
Um, Well, some stuff is tough.
Axton, what style is that?
It is a
cook style.
So he's gonna help me?
It is a Vulcan Tolerance style.
Oh. I roll a 7.
How do you do that? It seems to be very good. You got a 6.
That's the old age.
He's probably really rusty. Probably never had. He hasn't done a field off in years. Okay, so eventually you land on the planet. You land in the spaceport. Formation spaceport. Where? So Fox says, he says, give this to, cargo inspector, port inspector, and then, I'll be in my room, and I'll see you tonight. Leave off.
Port inspector,
Jesus, this guy is in unarmed combat, certainly martial arts of 5.
Wow. Oh, you also each have, 100 credits.
I suggest this. Wait here.
Okay.
Well, make your computer research. See if you got that last. Well, not necessarily important clue, but last clue. You pretty much found the
wait, yeah, 3 questions,
right? Well, now, the research.
Okay.
So, pretty much there's some little piece of paper there. So, tell you about the plan a bit.
That's nice.
Okay. So, and eventually, up drives up a.
Oh, that's a little point,
up drives up. You only pop in the name. Up drives up the port inspector. He's from Orion in a orange and gray suit. A little more than the Delphi Corporation.
Officer.
And accompanying him was an Andorian, big, beefy Andorian. In orange
sunshine. That's a shin camp thing like this.
What am I? Greetings and welcome to the world of bonus run.
Thank you.
Port inspector. And I'm here to see, to find out what kind of cargo you have, make sure it's been declared.
Oh, sure.
Here's
shit camping.
Yeah.
Here's
our ship. Yeah.
Here you go.
Well, good to meet you.
Aha! Good enough.
Is that space dough? Does it say space dough re me on the little piece of paper?
In fact, it does. He says, oh, yes, I see your papers are in order. Well, if you need any help from the port authorities, you can just contact us. This is a free trade world, so you're free to come and go. Go out and cruise our fair city. No heavy weapons are allowed. But other than that, everything's fine. And welcome to the city.
Okay,
thank you. Alright. Yeah, so what's up?
Get down to business.
Okay, so you're at the spaceport, which is right in the middle of the city. There are 2 gates to get out of the spaceport.
It's going to be a pit.
and there's like a, you can see outside the ship, you know, down the block, there's like a, some kind of spaceport bar. So,
good bar.
You
know,
we
don't have to
have
a cat here.
Why?
Let's
see,
you're
here.
You're walking. I'll have to wait outside.
Maybe we'll wait for trouble.
Okay.
So.
So, what do you guys want to do?
So, the plan is to go to the shadow market. Trying to find Rodan. If you can find out some information about the ship course. Okay, so we have luxury food that we want to sell.
Right.
And maybe we can say we want to buy some ship parts.
Sure.
For a couple of trade.
Sure.
Okay.
So you have 100 credits for like, you know, spending money, whatever. You're worrying basically.
Sensors.
Yeah, you're worrying sort of whatever the Vulcan thought typical trader garb is, some kind of colorful ensemble.
Okay.
So, where do you want to go first?
What do you guys want to do first? You want to look around first, or you want to go straight to the shadow market?
Might as well go to the market. What are we going to do looking around?
Let's see what the pit is.
Okay, let's see what the pit is, and let's go.
Everything has five of them. Yeah. So what is the pit?
Do we have a description on this guy that we're supposed to try to find?
Do you have a large description? No.
It's the wrong one.
We don't know. Alex doesn't know what he looks like.
Neither the Romulan nor this trader person.
Neither the Romulan. Oh yeah, he doesn't know what's up with the Romulan either. Well, he does know what's up with Orion.
Orion.
What
does it look like anyway?
Yeah. Okay, so you head over to the pit. So you get out the gate, to the visitor's quarter. So as you walk through the visitor's quarter, an Orion standing next, you know, when you hit the wall.
Hey, look. What am I?
Sure. Oh, these guys are huge.
Okay, so halfway to the pit.
Halfway to the pit, so.
And Orion says,
is it a woman or a man?
It's a man.
Okay. Yeah. A woman really good looking?
Yeah, the woman's supposed to be really good looking.
I look at him.
So,
okay.
You look like enterprising young men.
We are.
Perhaps.
Choice of words.
You know, people who like to explore new experiences and stuff.
Sure.
I'm perhaps you would like to experience the one of the many pleasures that, you know, Orion, the Orion world can offer you.
No, thank you.
You know, perhaps companionship, you know.
I've had that before.
but the Orion women.
That's what I mean.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
They're excellent. Oh, no, then you do not have a truly trained woman.
Oh, you know the one just picks business.
Really, the trained ones are the best. And I only provide the best.
Very interesting. Why?
We have Orion, you know, male slaves too, for the lady. I hear they can, you know, do it multiple times.
Wow.
Here.
We are not interested.
We're in a bit of a hurry. Maybe later.
You always stand in this alley?
No, I actually wander around.
Oh, it's a floating bucket.